The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
So it's Waitman. No, a fake. Dropped on the sideline. Perfectly executed, but you got to catch it. Killebrew on the throw.
James Pierre. Short snap. Killebrew, as you noted, throws it out there. Pierre could not be more open. Sometimes when you haven't done it a lot and now the crowd jumps in, he's trying to run before he secures it. There's Danny Smith, the special teams coach for Pittsburgh. You can draw it up perfectly, but it has to be executed.
You can't come in hostile environments versus good people and not be aggressive. Aggressively pursue victory. We're not going to live in our fears. That's just how we get down. Same thing on the fake punt. That is me. I own that. I'll do it again. But we didn't execute it. It was a bad idea.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. So the good thing is we get to have this debate and it didn't have ramifications or consequences that could have like a lasting effect on the Steelers season. They faked a punt. It didn't work. It resulted in Washington scoring a touchdown. It helped Washington get a first half lead. It helped Washington get to a 10-point lead at some point in this game in the second half, but it didn't cost the Steelers the game. So we can have a much more civil conversation about this, I think, without all of us getting at one another's throats. Now, last night, Malzi and I were on the showdown with Pompiani, and we disagreed on this. So I already know where Chris is coming from on it, and he already knows where I'm coming from on it. I thought it was a ridiculously bad decision to do it. And Chris had no problem with it because Washington, what would you say? Like, it was a drop pass away from being an amazing
at least 30 yards, play. If not more. If Pierre makes a guy miss, he might go all the way. Like, I have no problem with the process. By the way, Mike lied when he said that's on me. Like, that's him taking the blame. It's very clear Miles Killebrew, who I think is one of the better and more trusted special teams guy aces in the whole league, like just pure special teams guys, saw the look, saw the guy cheat in for a block and made the call himself. And but I think Tomlin's falling on the sword. Here's my very bottom line. I'll say it clearly so I don't have to like repeat myself. I have no problem with the process that led to it, even knowing what happened, because the simplest, in my opinion, component of that play is not the pass by Killebrew. Is not even like, it maybe is noticing the look and deciding to go with it. It is James Pierre, who was probably the best football player at his high school and probably played offense and defense, catching a literal lollipop multiple yards in front of the first down sticks where he's standing, and then at worst going down into the fetal position, and he bricked it. I think the process was fine. The execution was fine. Everybody did their job until the very end. And if there are people out there, I know where you stand on this, who are very frustrated by the fact that they would do something so risky, I would just say if you asked them to run that play, got the same look, and everybody did the same thing 100 times, you got the 1 out of 100 where James Pierre doesn't catch the football. That is my opinion.
I want to go back to what Tomlin said, though, for a second, because I actually commend him for saying it's my fault, and here's why I think he's right. If you are a parent of Lennox, and he's 15 years old at this point, and you go out with Alex and you leave him alone for a Friday night and you trust him to behave. You trust him to not get into any trouble while you guys are gone. If you come home and the house is a mess or something's broken, yeah, you're going to be partially pissed off at him, but I think you also would say to yourself, you know what? It's on me. I gave this adolescent boy this freedom, and that's kind of what teenagers do. They abuse it sometimes.
Was an angel.
Oh, yes, of course. I've heard some stories about Malzi. That you want me to bring any of them up right now?
No, at like 15 years old, I actually was a goody two-shoes.
So, everybody has told me about this, that the way this gets worked during the week is that they say, if you get this look, you do it. There's no, well, if it's this late in the game, or if it's this, fourth and forever, don't do it, or if we're backed up, don't do it. It's just, if you get this look from the coaches to the players, this is what we want you to do. And just my opinion on that is, I think that part is stupid. So you're telling me if there's 2 minutes left in the game and it's fourth and 15 and you're at your own 3-yard line, you would want them to do that? They're comfortable, confident in any situation as long as they get that look doing that play? I just think that's dumb.
Well, maybe not anymore after watching Pierre brick it.
But do you know what I mean? I just think that part...
I don't mind the empowering of the player there when the play was just glaringly, yawningly wide open.
Right.
It's not... to me, it is not... I'm going to bring up an argument you made on the showdown last night because I know it eventually would get around to this point. You said, well, what if it's fourth and 15 like that and they just go for the play normally?
Yeah.
And they have a wide open player and he doesn't catch it? To me, the element of surprise, the fact that they don't think you're going to fake it is part and parcel with what goes on
but
here. It's not as reckless as just going for it.
Okay, but my rebuttal is if an actual wide receiver dropped the ball and that's his job and he was that open, you should be even more pissed off.
I would be, but I mean the inherent recklessness of the play, which is I think what most people are frustrated by, is ratcheted up to a million when you just say, well, we're lining up in the first quarter here with our offense to go for it.
The other thing that no one... from what I have seen, has taken into account, and maybe that's because I'm not following special teams gurus on social media. I'm not seeking out what they're saying about it, and I'm also not getting the Washington perspective.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help from mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I can give you the Washington perspective from their radio crew.
On, and you can in a second, but I'm just saying the guy deliberately left Pierre. It reminded me, to use a basketball analogy, of we don't think that guy in the corner can make that three. So I'm not even going to guard him. So go ahead and throw the ball out to him, because I think if he puts that shot up, he's going to airball it.
So I disagree with that, though. I disagree with that for this reason. In basketball, it's one thing. I think the main reason you leave that guy is if you have the block on because you're trying to make a splash play, part of the reason you have the block on is you don't think there's any way the team punting from their own 15 is actually going to have the stones to make the call.
Yeah.
And
good point.
I'll give, but hold on. I will give you the Washington perspective on it. Is it Bram? Who is it?
Weinstein.
Weinstein. Yeah, Bram Weinstein.
ESPN.
Yeah, he's good. By the way, I like their radio team.
London Fletcher is their color commentator. Well, I like Donnie's favorite player of all time.
I like their radio team because Fletcher just gets super fired up about everything. Bram Weinstein called the play, and he's very enthusiastic about anything good that happens with the Commanders.
Of course, that's his job.
No, I mean like in a like notably over the top, but in a good way. He calls the play and he just said, and they, oh my goodness, are the Commanders fortunate. They were dead to rights fooled on that one. The Steelers had him. Like it was not a, there was, let me put it this way. There was nothing in his tone or nothing that he said that was like, can you believe the Steelers are this nuts to have tried this? It was, they had the perfect call on and the man dropped the ball. What a fortunate break. That is, I think he actually said that. What a fortunate break for the Commanders.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, it wasn't, there was not a question of, can you believe how stupid they are and how reckless they are? It was astonishment that the call was that perfect.
I'm just a big time and place guy. I mean, if you felt like you're, let's say, hypothetically speaking, you're down three in the second half and you can kick a field goal to tie the game, but you think you might be able to get on a fake field goal attempt, a guy wide open, to have your punter throw him the ball. In that situation, I would probably say, okay, that's great, but let's just do the prudent thing and tie the game here. Let's not roll the dice. We've stopped them twice. They've gone three and out twice in this game.
Okay, but to use your field goal analogy against you,
then. We're backed up here.
I'll use it against you. You're doing it in the first quarter, not in the second half, not in the fourth quarter.
Sure, you got time to make up for it, and they did.
And ultimately,
They did, to their credit. Like, I agree with that, but you gave them life with that call.
I guess I got it.
They looked shot. They came in, and they were absolutely overwhelmed by the Steelers defensively. They ran six plays and two punts.
Yeah, you gave them life, but then you took the lead back, and then their next drive only got a field goal, and it's more, they got it going like right around halftime, which I could argue the first drive is just maybe the Steelers don't have their foot on the gas pedal defensively like they should. We see it happen all the time. Second one is Steelers come out flat. Those are their two drives. I don't put this got the Commanders started, and had the Steelers not done it, they would have won 24-3 or whatever. I just don't think that was going to happen. I have to be consistent here. Last year, you know, my second team that I'm cheering for is the Lions, and Campbell just coaches like a madman, stubborn sometimes, just keeps going for it. I backed him on all that. I would be a hypocrite if I didn't back the Steelers for, because the look presented itself, they go for it, and I say, well, that was a bad idea because of how it came about. Like, people have said to me, well, what about if it's a wide receiver, blah, 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 blah. They don't get that look because they probably don't leave Ben Skoranek or somebody as a gunner open. There's a calculated risk involved, and Tomlin likes to say, this is why I make the big bucks. I went to Russ. That's why I'm well compensated, because I went and made a calculated risk at quarterback. I'm well compensated because I have to eat it when they fail.
Are you such a believer in that you're fine with it in any situation? I mean, if they were nursing a 28-27 lead with 3 minutes left.
Sure, the best way I can answer that is this.
And they did that on a 4th-and-15 up one in the fourth quarter, you'd still be fine with it?
The best I can answer that is this. I would trust James, even though he doesn't give me a reason to just now, I would expect in the exact same situation with a different game circumstance, James Pierre to catch the ball. Nate tweets in, let's not gloss over the fact that the throw by Killebrew was better than anyone Kenny made as a Steeler.
You know what's interesting about that? I actually had two ex-Steelers text me who don't know each other and didn't play with each other actually say they thought the throw took too long to get there.
Like it was too much of a lollipop?
Yeah.
But Pierre doesn't catch it with a defender like right in his kitchen. He has the ball hit his hands when in NFL
terms,
he was very open.
He wanted to get the ball so he could take off and run with it, and it was taking too much time to get for it.
Man, I thought the throw's fine. It's from a safety.
Well, I can say that, and you can say that, but I'm just telling you, guys that actually played in the NFL actually had a critical thought about Killebrew there.
Okay, fair enough. Should Pierre have caught the ball?
Yes.
Okay.
I think two things can be true. I wouldn't have done it, and I still think he should have caught the ball. Actually, he actually redeemed himself later in the game, so I can't completely...
God, he wanted to recover that muffed punt so badly. He was like desperate to be the one who fell on that ball.
Well, then he broke up that ball with his face later in the game.
Yeah, again, that was more trying hard, not trying smart, because he literally used his head.
Corey is in New Kensington. He's on the fan. Hello, Corey.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, man. We're great.
Everybody in Pittsburgh, a Steelers fan, is great. Let me just tell you my background. My background is I went to the University of Maryland, so I had to deal with both the Washington franchise and now Raven fans.
My condolences.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you very much. But let me say this, okay? I'm with Molly on that. He's got to catch that ball, period. And with the guy who said that he had to make 15 yards, there was no one in between him and the 40-yard line. So he gets the 15 yards if he catches that pass. This, he runs like I do.
Well, he was past the sticks already when the ball hit him, I believe, unless I'm blanking out on how that play looked.
He would have caught
if he just catches the ball and falls down, he has the first down. It was about 2 or 3 yards past the sticks.
Okay, well, then he still could have gotten to the 40, in my opinion.
Sure.
All right. The second thing was that I'm a big Tomlin fan because I went to college with his brother.
Yes, Ed Tomlin.
We're also fraternity brothers, so. You know, I like Tomlin, but I criticize him more than you guys do. Trust me, because first and foremost, I'm a Steeler fan. All right, I'm 63 years old.
So, Corey, how are you feeling about him right now then?
I felt good for him yesterday. Yep. I did. I thought the play to call on that fake punt was the thing to do. I really did. And I thought the defense, I'm going to give you guys kudos. Queen played a super game to me. He had a great football game.
Best game he's played in a Steelers uniform. Hey, Corey, you call back again sometime, buddy. Thank you.
Queen was a monster. He's been like a, just as a sidebar.
He's been trending up as time.
Yeah, I was going to say slow trickle in the right direction, man. And I thought yesterday at all the wave crashed down because he was the kind of dude you do pay big money to play that position. He made a massive difference in that game. I think he was the main reason that Daniels didn't get it going with his.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.